Time now for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's market correspondent for TV reporter Nora Melinda. President Trump wants to ban institutional investors from buying single-family homes in the U.S. President making this announcement on social media. So, Nora, what's behind this move? He just doesn't want developers to buy single-family homes?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion in the market, especially post-COVID, about rates being too high, home prices being higher beyond belief. So we're essentially seeing President Trump trying to address voters' concerns, especially as we're heading into the midterm. That's what I've been hearing from my sources, that Trump is really just trying to find ways to really address the concerns that we're hearing from a lot of American consumers about the fact that they are having to battle with a lot of institutional investors when they're actually interested in purchasing a home.
So the idea is to make those homes available to individuals rather than letting these investors buy them up. But what if people can't afford them?
Yes, I mean, of course, that's still going to be something that we will have to keep an eye on, especially given the fact that this is an economy that we've been talking about being a K-shaped economy, which essentially where you're seeing a split between the higher income individuals still thriving in this environment, but the lower income individuals still struggling when we think about a potential economic recovery. But when we think about how markets are really reacting to this news, we did have Blackstone, which we know is the world's largest real estate investment manager, plunging immediately after this Truth Social post. And that's the biggest one-day drop that we've seen in almost 9 months for this company. But the sell-off didn't necessarily stop there. We also have companies that specialize in buying homes and renting them out. They were hit even harder. American Homes for Rent, as well as Invitation Homes. We saw them falling for record losses. Invitation Homes, the latter one, falling to its lowest level since 2020.
We're talking about individual homes, condos as well.
This is really a focus on the single family rentals in particular, but there's a lot of details that are yet to be seen. So it's really hard to make a call on this one, especially given the fact that Trump is really looking and calling on Congress to make this ban a law. But there's a lot of details that are still lacking in this situation. So we'll have to follow this closely and continue reporting.
If I was a homeowner and I was trying to sell my house and I had an offer from one of these developers, but nothing from anyone else or anything close to what I was trying to get for it, I'd feel like I was stuck.
And this is interesting because this is a dynamic that a lot of people have been talking about in this home market, given the fact that when you think about bidding, a lot of institutional investors, of course, as you'd imagine, will end up outbidding the average private consumer. So that's essentially the dynamic that we're dealing with in this market. And as I mentioned before, we've really seen an uptick of a lot of institutional investor activity in the real estate market post the COVID-19 pandemic.
You said that he posted this on social media, so I don't know how much it's filtered through with lawmakers, but what kind of support do you think this is going to get?
Well, that's what we're waiting to really decipher right now. Of course, as I mentioned, there haven't been that many details that have been released, and it'll be interesting. We've been hearing from bipartisan leaders that we just need to have more details to really understand how this will be if it were fleshed out. But we also know that this would have to get through Congress. Of course, he can go the executive order route, but it really is something that's not necessarily concrete at the current moment. But of course, as you see on Wall Street, a lot of investors are rattled by these concerns.
I wonder what real estate realtors think about this too.
Yes, so we're still in touch with them and trying to figure out what this means. But as I was talking to some of my sources that are realtors that are in the industry, this is a big deal. As I mentioned, this is a major concern for a lot of U.S. consumers, that they feel as though they have competition from institutional buyers in this locked, really lopsided real estate market that we're dealing with in the United States. We're also dealing with an issue of underbuilding. There's a lack of supply, a lot of demand. But if you have competition from institutional investors, of course, that's just yet another added pressure for the average U.S. home buyer.
One last question, and this may be, you know, something requiring a little bit more research, but I just wonder what parts of the country might this help more than others?
Yes, that remains to be seen. I've actually been chatting with some of my sources about home builders. If we're talking about a specific sector that may benefit, maybe not regionally, but potential sectors, it'd be interesting to find out whether or not this ban would be posed on new builds or just existing homes. Because if it's just placed on existing homes, then of course that could potentially open a runway for home builders. And you think about that relationship there if you think about institutional investors.
Nora, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. Bloomberg TV reporter Nora Melinda is markets correspondent for Bloomberg Television. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.